It's time to take a look back on this week's market activity. I'm Shaylee Peters, joining you now on the Rural Radio Network, and we visit this week with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group based out of Lincoln. And Blake, let's just start off by taking a look back at our weekly numbers, a week ending with cattle lower after trying to rally throughout the week, and soybeans, corn, and wheat mixed.
Yeah, like you said, cattle had a good move, backed off a little bit on Friday, but nice gains over the week. Grains rebounded nicely off of the previous week's lows. March corn finished at 351 and a half. That was up 5 1/4. New crop, DS18 corn, finished at 385. That was up 4 1/2. March beans closed at 973 on the week. That was up 12 and a half. November new crop beans were at 994 and a quarter, up 10 and 3/4. March wheat finished at 429 and a half. That was up 3 1/4. And new crop July wheat finished the week up 4 at 459 and a quarter.
Let's dive a little deeper into those cattle, Blake, because as I mentioned earlier, they rallied throughout the week and then really turned it around on Friday.
The turnaround on Friday's market, and it seems that a lot of analysts or talking heads, whatever you want to call them or call us, are starting to get bullish this thing. We've heard for quite a while about large production and large numbers on feed, but we just keep chewing through them. And I don't know why that demand would have subsided. And we have the dollar made since 2014 this past week. You have the U.S. stock market making new highs seemingly every day. And world economies are still rocking and rolling. I don't follow them too closely, but it's just positive for demand. And I think it keeps getting understated. High week can go, but I think Friday's pullback was just kind of taking a breather, waiting for cash trade.
Okay, and something that we've been following along with, not just here in the United States, but down in South America very closely, weather.
There's not a ton out for news as far as market moving news, and nothing is really, really threatening yet. Traders will keep an eye on South American weather. It's a bit warmer and drier than usual. That has propped up beans especially, and they also got some technical trades to offer some buying. Here in the U.S., Oklahoma and Kansas is in a severe drought. That's going to affect the Kansas City wheat market. Unfortunately, there's just so much wheat out there in the world, and the U.S. doesn't carry its weight like it used to. But a lot of the other movements is just money flow right now and technicals. Cattle, grains, they're all right on their 50-day moving average. In grains, you have funds who are heavily short. Seasonally, we seem to rally going forward. You have a little bit of weather issues. You have equities, which have risen, or the equities to commodities ratio is pretty dang high. So people are looking at getting out of equities and into commodities or just playing that spread.
So what are you telling producers then this time of year when you look back on a week like this and kind of look out into the beginning of 2018? What are you telling producers right now?
Well, for grain, one of the trades I really like right now, volatility is really low and it's reflected in the option market. Corn and wheat seem to have a very limited downside. So I've liked buying multiple call options out of the money. Deese was looking at anywhere from 420 to 450 call options. Kansas City wheat looking at $5 July call options, you're probably anywhere from 8 cents to 15 cents on those. And what we're going to do is on any sort of rally, we're just going to get heavily hedged or sold. Having those calls up there gives guys a lot of confidence to pull the trigger. And if you pull the trigger, get aggressive selling, and the market keeps going higher, well, great. You already purchased those calls for relatively cheap. You might be lagging the market, but your bottom line is going to improve. And vice versa, if the market gets a little bit of pop and then we grind to 330 in corn, for example, you're going to be a lot heavier sold than typically you would be in the past. So we're kind of leveraging up or positioning ourselves to be levered up for next year to be aggressive sellers.
All right. Thanks so much, Blake. Blake Kopitz with the ARC Group based out of Lincoln. If you would like more information from Blake or anyone else, you can give them a call toll free. 866-574-2724 or go online to agriskconsulting.net.